101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Oh yes, welcome back. 17 minutes to the top of the hour of 9 a.m. where the news will be coming in English. But now, South Sudan poet is fighting depression through his art. An old man floating in the sea searches for his umbilical cord. Survival is a mosquito shaking a spider's web. And suicide is a body's trick of finding final peace. Are there other ways to understand life? You are not asked to consent. Well, these are a few opening lines of Marielle Awendit's poem, 38 Paragraphs of Depression, included in his poetry anthology. Now, The Night Does Not Drown, which won him the Babishai Poetry Contest in 2018. Marielle Awendit joins me now in the studio to talk about his poetry. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us.
Yeah, thank you, Irene.
All right. So for those of our listeners who are not familiar with your work, can you tell us about what you were going through when you wrote this award-winning poem?
Yeah, the journey to this poem is quite long, but I'm going to be very brief about it. Yeah, first I was going through excruciating experiences. They were related to murder, were related to injustice. At first, was my younger brother who was murdered. He was killed by a relative, and then there were incidences where there were divisions in the family. There were also the elite trying to use negative means to put people together and stuff like that. It's like trying to make justice in a traditional manner. And this led to the passing away of my father, who had high blood pressure, and then these all things in the same year, the death, put me in some of the most excruciating emotions, like sadness, like grief, and all these other things. So it drove me to delve into writing. When I delved into writing, I thought of writing this poem, which is a response to all this pain, which is a response to all the things that I was going through, and which was actually an escape. If you look at the entire work, there are positions where I wanted to escape from everything, to journey into hope, to journey into light, and to try to create a way for people that might be in my position sometime. So I think the root of the poem is from grief and injustice and things that actually happen in, you know, in various communities in this country.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that this is actually coming from, I mean, the kinds of emotions that were displayed were not coming from a fictitious point of view. It is something that actually did happen to you. Would you say that poetry healed you in this fight of depression?
Yeah, I'm more than grateful to poetry, because the emotions that I went through could have, I think they could have destroyed me. They could have made me make negative reactions to these things, you know. So I think I'm very glad for poetry. Yeah, it created a way. The collections that are coming out, you know, they are like for others. They're no longer concerned about the things that I went through, but they're just related to the human condition, human misery, and then possible means to escape human misery. These are what they are all about. So I think I'm healed in my poetry right now.
Right. And I'm happy to hear that. Well, many run to alcohol, to substance abuse, because they feel it is their getaway. But you chose to get away into poetry. How different is this? Because some people who have tried substance abuse say that it is a temporary solution for that for the depression. Would you say otherwise?
Yeah, I I didn't think these were a solution to my circumstance. I think they were, you know, my circumstance was beyond all these things. I think it's a matter of choice. Yeah, you have, you want to chart your way out. Yeah, you actually want to express what you are feeling, and you want to express in a way that people understand that this is not the way to live. People shouldn't go through this. And then you want to self-destruct. You want to self-destruct. That is, you want to take alcohol, you want to take drugs to feel good. I didn't think it was an option, because that would be an injustice against myself, against my own organs.
Right. So how do you feel about your poetry being used to fight depression and other mental illnesses in schools in Kampala?
Yeah, I was glad, because it happened like during the award ceremony. I was reading out this poem, and I think there was a head teacher from Bale Secondary School who was invited, who was so interested in the poem that she took it into the classroom, and it was read out, and they kind of put it on the wall so that people can get examples from what I think. I appeared like I was giving prescriptions for sadness, I was giving prescriptions for depression, and I think that is half what I intended to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. So what would you advise other young people going through the same as you to do?
I think my choice, I would vote for expression. Like, if people are going through hard situations, injustice, grief, and this, would be to go into expression. For example, musicians, there are people who sing songs about these things. And they feel good. I don't mean like in a negative way. I want it in a positive way. For example, when you go through the 38 photographs of depression, there was no mention of anyone that put me in the situation that I went through and my family went through. There was no mention of anyone, but there was mention of how the reactions, how the emotions were affecting me, and how I could escape from them. So if that can be done through expressions, people, you know, seeking help, because there are people who can be responsible for mental health issues. And expression is number one for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. If I may quote one of the paragraphs that you have, what stood out for me is finding final peace. How did you find final peace?
Yes, I really believe I found peace in poetry, you see. You know, I can't come to Mirai here crying.
Of course.
I can't just weep my way into come to Mirai FM and talk. I can, if I did revenge killing, I'll be in prison or even worse, get somewhere. And you see, I think it's quite final peace that I'm going through. Like, I've transited into art, and I have found peace in art. So this is what I would look at, final peace. But when the one that is mentioned in that verse, like our body tries to find final peace, you know, it's like I'm trying to say that people who commit suicide, they're in dire need of peace that they can't get in the world. And that's why most of the times people who attempt suicide, people try to ridicule them. They try to talk bad about them. They try to, you know, make the situation worse, which I don't think is, because these people try to escape. They try to escape from all the trouble that their emotions cannot control. And then, like, this is what the line is about. Yeah, it's trying to shut away a better way for people who are going through bad situations.
Right. And I must admit, Marielle, that you've spoken about something that we as a country are caught in this vicious circle of revenge killing, and it is still happening. We've seen innocent lives being lost because somebody feels that they want to take the law into their own hands to seek justice for themselves. I mean, you went through the same. You lost a loved one, and you could have chosen that as an option. What message do you have for the people listening in out there?
Yeah, I don't know how to compare mine with any situation so that I can make prescriptions for people, because mine, it wasn't just the loss of one person. Mm. It's two people. It's two people that I love, and two people that actually were very important in my life, my father and my brother. Yeah. They were, you know, through injustice. And I think the best way to help people can't deal with injustice, they can't deal with murder by themselves. It has to go into how the law works. As long as the law can eliminate the implementation of the law, can eliminate these injustices and try to hold people accountable, murderers. Mm. Like the case of my brother, the people who were actually involved in trying to pass this justice never even read law. They were not lawyers. They were community chiefs who were just brought together to come and do this, and they were manipulated before they even came for the jury. You see, like to sit over the case. So in this case, I don't know an advice I can give to maybe proceed and go on and, you know, try to seek better avenues for justice. Right. This is the only thing I can prescribe. But I don't recommend revenge killing. I don't recommend suicide. I don't recommend, like in my poetry, I am trying to say the night does not drown us. Like, we shouldn't let all these things, you know, drown us. Mm. Yeah, make us bad people.
Right. Thank you so much. You have two more books that you're planning to roll out. Just tell us more about them.
Yeah, my writing goal this year is to have five collections. I think I've started with The Night Does Not Drown Us. It's the one that is in front of me now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like a collection of poems, some of my best poems that won the prize. And I have another book which has come out of Manaka Media and Publishing, which is in Zimbabwe. Mm. Yeah, so it's already released. It was released in February. It will be shipped to South Sudan. Mm. And then another one is in, the cover is being designed with a UK publisher called Carnelian Heart Publishing. It's completed, but they're designing the cover, and it will be out in June. The other two will come out in the second half of this year. Okay. So it's a writing goal for me to have five collections out this year.
All right.
The other two will be launched in Juba, I think, by the end of June.
Okay, so yeah, the two are coming up next month.
Yeah.
All right. Marielle, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. I mean, I wanted to ask about your next project, but it seems all hands are on deck to ensure that these collections are out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marielle, thank you so much for your time.